The squeaks and chatter of the court lets us know that it's time for hoops. The men's Raging Cajun basketball team is having a somewhat of a lackluster season with a 7-12 conference record. This has been an injury-plagued year for the Cajuns. Guards Kevin Brown and Donovan Williams, along with big man Matthew Moss, have spent their time in the rehab facility. But one notable injury is the left hand of star sharpshooting guard Brian Bomolu. The sprain occurred on January 10th, and the Houston native spoke on how difficult it is playing through a torn tendon in his left thumb.
I mean, since my injury coming back, it's been kind of hard, you know, getting back acclimated because I have to wear a protective tape on my thumb. So you know how that is. Like, the ball doesn't feel the same. It's kind of affecting my shot, but, you know, I just have to get used to it. But it'll all come around soon.
Playing basketball with a hand wrap seems odd. Physical therapist Paul Ducrest also agreed. With 37 years of practice in the Acadiana area, he has seen this injury more than once. He mentioned how the sprained tendon to the non-shooting hand would affect his play.
The non-shooting hand is basically used to just support the bottom of the ball. If he can't supinate, that means turn his hand fully palm up to get that ball placed just right for his jump shots or even, you know, dribbling across to get a layup. If he's right-handed and it's his left hand that's sprained, he's not going to see too much of a drop-off in layups, but he's definitely going to see a little bit of a change in his set shot or his running jump shot.
And there has been a change indeed, shooting 4 of 13 since the injury from behind the arc. But Bomolu just says he needs time to adjust.
Yeah, it's real tough. I mean, you know, it feels like I'm wearing a boxing glove whenever I try to dribble with my left hand, so I can't completely feel the ball or whatever. But I feel like I can, you know, once it just takes time. I just had to get used to it, having that on my hand. But
it seems as though the coach of the men's Raging Cajuns, Bob Marlin, has given Bomolu the green light to shoot the ball at will. And returning against conference opponents North Texas and Troy respectively, the 500-point Cajun scorer has averaged 17 points. The Cajuns faithful hopes he can just thumb through the pain as they ascend into the Sun Belt Conference Tournament in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Hopefully the Cajuns can be a Cinderella story in the March Madness. For Louisiana Focus, I'm Jared Reed.
All around the world. To the beach, y'all.